Good morning, Saints of the Most High God. This is Coach Shelby. And as I sit here at the red light this morning, headed to work to tell folks about Jesus, I see a woman ride by on a bicycle. It's one of those bicycles you pedal and it generates enough power to make a tail light flicker in the back. But I notice that she's probably a foreign woman. And I notice that she's bundled up, probably headed to a convenience store or who knows where to work to make a dollar. And I realize in our Americanized society that the needs. And I'm not saying you don't need a car, you don't need insurance, all those things, but a lot of the things that you think you need, you don't need. This woman has a bicycle. I'm sure that she's walked to work many times. She didn't go out and use her money and buy a car and justify all the other reasons why that she couldn't eat and why she needed help and this and that. And I don't know these things. These are just things that were sparked in my mind. She needed transportation to work. And if the bicycle wasn't available, I've just got a gut feeling that she would be afoot, that she would be walking. You see, we've got too many excuses in this nation. We come up with all the reasons why we need this. We need a better car, a new car. We need this. I can't afford insurance. I can't do this. No, we're just not willing to take what God has given us that we need. All we need is the Holy Spirit. All of these things of this life are going to burn and pass away. What are you living for? What is your purpose today? You know, we rival Christ in our very existence. I'm talking to the born-again believer. You know, I'm reading in Matthew 27:44 this morning. I believe it's verse 44. And I saw something that I hadn't seen. I saw that the two thieves on the cross, that they rivaled Christ. And we know that one of those actually is saved in the end. But before that took place, he rivaled Christ. My brother and sister, are you rivaling? Are you an opponent? Are you in opposition to the word of God? Because see, he has promised to meet our need. And if your need may be a bicycle, if your need be a shirt on your back, it may not be the color that you want. But he said he would meet your need. He said that look at the fowls of the air, that neither reap nor sow, yet your Father in heaven, not one of them falls from heaven without your Father knowing about it. And your God takes care of the birds. How much more valuable are you than many birds? Is not every hair on your head, and let's go a little deeper, on your body that ever has been or ever will been numbered by God? For God knows the very number of breaths in your lungs, the number of beats in your heart. What is your need? Now, I don't know if this makes any sense to anybody but me, but as I saw that woman in the cold this morning, about 50 degrees out, cold compared to what we're used to, pedaling that bicycle, for sure headed somewhere to accomplish something, bundled up, that she could have squalled and said, you know what? I don't have a car. I'm not going to work. You know what? I'll even lose my house. My children will be homeless. Whatever. But no, she had a bicycle. She took what was available. And I'm a lot of supposing here, but this is the fact. There are those that are willing to accept what God has given them and do the best they can with it. There are those that are willing to go into all the world and preach the gospel no matter what. But there are those that are not willing to preach the gospel unless God gives them this, this, and this. And they do it by crying out to society, using it as an excuse of why. My brother and sister, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. And I hope that for some of you, that there's something stirred inside of you. Be content with such as you have. You have enough. You have a voice. You have a mouth. But, well, Coach, I can't walk. Well, you can talk. Tell somebody about Jesus. But, Coach, I don't have transportation to get around the world. Well, get into your neighborhood. But I can't get into my neighborhood, Coach. Well, you get into your house. But I can't get there. My Bible says preach the gospel to every creature. So if you ain't got a way to get somewhere, start preaching the gospel right where you're at. Start preaching to the walls. For everything that was made is made by the one who created life and created all things. And all things are sustained by the power of God. So start preaching the gospel right where you're at. And I bet you somebody will show up. Is there not a great host of witnesses around us? Do we not preach the gospel? Do the angels not celebrate? Oh my God, if you could only see. If we could only see. Be content with such as you have. You have enough, brother and sister. Preach the gospel. But Coach, I don't want this to happen. I don't want that to happen at work. I don't want them to tell me, well, what do you want more? Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Or do you want the applause of man? Do you want the credit of man? Are you too concerned or too proud to take what God has given you and proclaim the goodness of Jesus Christ? Or are you waiting until it's all lined up and because see, it's never going to be lined up. Things are never going to be perfect until that great and terrible day of the Lord come and we see him face to face. This is the very existence of God in us, is to war against these things that I speak of. And I hope you've heard me. If it's not real clear, go back and listen again. This woman on a bicycle. For sure, at least my perception, that she's headed to work to accomplish something. No excuses. Bundled up. Backpack on. Pedaling just to generate enough electricity to have a tail light that you don't get run over. Some of you need to start pedaling so you got a light on. Come on now. Start pedaling that the anointing may flow. Did you hear what I said? It's time for you to bundle up and put on the armor of God and put on Jesus Christ and start pedaling and start walking, that by faith, that faith without works is dead. Get up and start moving forward. Well, there ain't nobody here. Well, start proclaiming the truth of God's word and just watch what God will send to you. Do it. Stir yourself up in your most holy faith, in the Holy Ghost. My brother and sister, that's all I got for you today. Go out with what God has given you. And if you can't move, start doing it right where you're at until you start moving. Start moving in Jesus' name.